Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You naked bunch of bitches.
Comedian Pete Lee is going to phone the program. Our buddy Nick Allen's going to stop in. Sad Chief fan. That kind of, it's kind of redundant, though. Kind of redundant. Petey's in the house. Craig Evans with us. We're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire. You can listen anywhere in the country on the Stitcher, iTunes, TNTRadioEmpire.com, the app is Radio League. And please, if you listen to one of the radio stations we're on, patronize the fine advertisers, because that's the reason the show
even
exists.
We should start
a
chain of sports bars, and it would work all over the empire.
Yeah, that costs money.
Just call it the Sad Chief Fan.
Petey can run it. He knows how to run a bar.
Work in Wichita.
Of a place to hang out.
The Sad Chief Fan.
Lincoln, I'm sure there's some Sad Chief fans in Lincoln.
Son of a bitch.
But see, then the problem is that it'd be just like Arrowhead. They'd just all stay in the parking
lot. Oh, it's funny. I thought of you, Petey, because they mentioned that at the beginning of that Chief game. They said that Jerry Reed, is it their coach, Jerry Reed?
Sure.
Yeah. No, it was
Lou. Lou Reed.
Yeah. No, it's Andy Reed. Andy Reed said to the fans on the media that week, be in the stadium for the kickoff. We want the noise. This is a playoff game. Mm-hmm. And they did. But he had to say that.
Yeah.
Because you always say they're always in the parking lot there, and they are. Right?
By the third quarter. It's so whack.
Yeah. Or when did they finally go into the game? See, I think
the Super Bowl, this playoff, right. they were in there.
But yeah, but usually.
He had to ask.
Usually they're not.
No.
No, usually they're late in, and then it looks like they leave like to go pee somewhere in the middle of the late in the second quarter.
And they leave their hibachi underneath their car and it blows up.
And then they just go check on that and don't come back.
They got to wait for the hibachi to cool off. they mistimed that.
It is a fun lot to tailgate in, I will say.
Oh, yeah.
That's why nobody goes in.
I've tailgated there a bunch of times,
It's probably one of the best because it's huge.
Yeah. It is massive,
Because it shares it with the Kauffman. Is that Kauffman Stadium?
They got
the whole complex there, the baseball and the football there.
Well, they're not playing anymore.
They were tailgating in that parking lot before the U2 concert this fall.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
There was all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah, I don't think there's a better tailgate parking lot in the world of sports.
It is pretty good because it surrounds the stadium.
It's like it's like an old college stadium. Yeah. Where it surrounds it, right? Mr. Evans?
Yeah. It was on this date in 2016, a Michelle Bachmann birthday for iconic singer, songwriter, actor David Bowie.
Happy birthday!
Great documentary on one of the paid TV HBO Showtime. It's called Last 5 years of David Bowie's life. It's sad, man.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah. But he was just prolific in his work when he knew when he was sick with cancer. Yeah. Two albums, a Broadway, a play, a musical we put on.
And born on this date, however dead now, Jim Croce.
Oh, who's taller?
We don't have to do that.
Okay, good.
We can if you want. We don't have to do that.
Who's older? We know that. It would have been I don't want to play it would have been older. Because Croce died in 73, but he's pretty young. I think Croce was older, though. I didn't know he was.
That's a different game.
What is 2016 minus 69?
He's born in 47.
That is David Bowie.
Right.
Jim Croce. Who did you say was older?
Croce.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He dead, though.
By how much?
He was born in 43.
Okay. He'd be dead. He'd be gone.
I know. They're both dead.
He would have been 75.
Okay.
Yeah. I always picture.
Bowie got older. We should play Who got older?
Yeah, who got older?
Who got older?
No, that one's too easy.
Sometimes it is. This one would have been easier.
Right? Yeah.
Isn't that just another version of Who's Deader?
Yeah.
It's the opposite of who,
Was Crutcher a plane crash?
Yeah. Yeah.
He looked tall. Was he tall? He looked like a beanpole, like a tall guy.
I mean, are we going to play Who's Taller or are we not?
No, I don't play. I'm just
curious. No, I understand. Are we going to play Who's Taller and or then I'll answer his question.
Thank you.
Bowie was lanky. We did Bowie. You already did a Bowie taller one the other day, and I forgot.
Exactly.
I'll say Croce was taller than Bowie.
Yeah, I'm going to go there, too.
Puss, you play.
Yeah, but see, I just looked it up.
Oh, that okay. We'll play Croce.
I'll abstain.
David Bowie, if you recall.
I don't. It was a couple of days ago.
5'10".
Yeah.
Oh.
Croce's taller.
Jim Croce, 5'9".
We suck.
Not tall at all.
You talked us into that game, and you didn't play.
It's your fault. You've seen him.
No, I never met Jim Croce. I never met David Bowie.
I'm just like album covers and whatnot. Yeah. He always just looked like a skinny, tall guy.
Yeah. Right. And he sang songs about tough guys, so you figure he was a big, tall, tough
guy. Bad Leroy Brown. Yeah.
You got a photography background. You know it's all about angles.
Yeah, it is.
Well, sure.
Yeah, don't mess around with Jim.
Oh, yeah. Don't
he sat in the stool. Jim, he sat in the stool in his concert. He played acoustic. He sat in the stool a lot.
God, that's a good song.
Yeah. Oh, Jim Croce is great.
Operator, was that him?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that was
him.
Yeah.
That was him.
Time in the Bottle.
Wow. Great storytelling songs.
Yeah.
Medical experts are preparing for what could be the worst flu season in history. They say this year's flu virus in the U.S. could reach epidemic proportions soon.
Get your flu shot.
Oh, widespread in 46 states.
I saw the flu map last night. And you're right. What four states are not widespread?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but one assumes it's going to be.
It's a good chunk of the country. Because I talked to my daughter the other night. She's sick in Southern California. I still got this sinus thing going on.
Don't kiss Todd.
Everybody in my house is sick.
Don't kiss Todd. Especially if you're in a hotel room with him tonight. Playing that Chinese game.
No. It's where the world is the decaying Chinese space station.
That's basically what it is. Sounds like fun.
It's one of those pick a square games.
Chinese bull bingo.
We're guessing where the decaying Chinese space station is going to splash into the ocean.
Yeah.
Or, you can pick a piece of land, too, because it could possibly land, somewhere in Siberia. We just thought it'd be a fun game.
No, Todd thought it'd be a fun game. Like, and everybody's bailing on the hotel.
It sounds like Battleship.
Even people down the hallway, Todd's going to knock on my door.
That's what it is. It's like Battleship, or it's like those squares you have during the Super Bowl, where
that's actually fun.
Certain numbers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, get that going.
It's a lot of damn squares.
It's not going to fall till March, though. Todd wants to play tonight.
Plenty of time to get players going, though.
Oh, yeah.
You could do some mock playing, if you will, like some mock drafts. I mean, that'd be
great.
You
can do that.
Yeah.
No, I'm not interested.
No, I'm not
just
either.
Trying to help him.
Yeah. Right, because we're working with the entire world.
Yeah.
We could divide that up into any number of squares. It could be a big, big payoff.
Yeah. Well, and the world really was made for a grid because it's flat.
Yeah. There you go. Know? Yeah. Thank you, Kyrie.
Yeah. That's
true.
Checking it out there.
I'll leave that up to my degenerate gambling pal that I know.
Even he's not bored
with
that.
He will make a square.
He'll say no.
Right, and there'll be whoever wins it gets $6.4 million because he likes those kind of games.
I don't know. If I know one guy who might take that bet, it'd be him.
Yeah, maybe.
He might go for that.
Jeff Bezos is the richest person ever.
Yeah.
Bloomberg's billionaire tracker.
Now, do they do that?
Put his wealth at $105 billion.
We know that, but I read a story. When it comes to inflation, he wouldn't have been. The Rockefellers at one point have, when it came to what other people were making on the world and what they had, and there was no taxes back in the day, too. And there was a further gap, I think it was the original Rockefeller, a further gap in money than there is now. I'm not saying Bezos ain't the. I mean, he's obviously the richest guy on paper now. But they're talking about the article was basically how, what the gap would have been, and the gap then, since there wasn't a lot of income tax. I mean, the poor people made dick,
right?
And they could have bought and sold just people.
All right, I got a number for you here.
Yeah.
It says by the time Rockefeller died in 37, his assets equaled 1.5% of America's total economic output.
Yeah.
Put it in today's numbers, that's about $340 billion.
Right.
Which is that, over three times what
that
Bezos
is the article
has.
I'd seen that story before.
And were there not high income taxes in 1937?
No, they weren't collecting a lot of tax back in the day. But still, he still made more even with taxes, but it just had so much more money than anybody else, you know.
Cuz I think the Rockefeller who ended up donating, you know, the land in Yellowstone, I think at that point, they were paying, you know, the 90% rate.
Well, the thing was, though, he had so much money because, you know, a house costs like $100 or like $300 or something like that. A car costs, you know, $400. And he had zillions of dollars. So that's the reason they think that he might have been the... Well, Puss just gave the numbers right there. An Amazon guy got some cash, right?
Yeah. Yeah, $105 billion, most of that from his stock.
You can't do much
that
with
rose
that.
More than 50% in 2017. Bill Gates, the second richest person. However, he would be the richest person in the world.
Without giving it away?
Yes, if he did not give
so
much away.
You got to give it away at that level. Hmm.
Did you see the quote? I saw it over Christmas break. They were talking to Greg Popovich from the Spurs.
Yeah.
About, you know, giving back to the community all, you know. And he said, look, we make a lot of money, and we don't need it all. You're an ass if you don't give back.
He's the best. That dude is the best.
That was plain and simple.
Right.
You're an ass if you don't give back.
Lewis Black's rap the other day. He goes, I won. Woohoo! You know? Tax me. I won.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you ain't taxing me.
How come I haven't heard much about the feud between Bezos and Trump lately?
And there's so much news to cover when it comes to him, so who knows, you know?
When he was first elected, he was going to crush Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, because Bezos is a lib and has a lot of money, and he's jealous of money, obviously.
Obviously. Actor Mark Wahlberg making all the money for reshooting his new movie with actress Michelle Williams. She was reportedly paid less than 1% of what Wahlberg made for reshooting director Ridley Scott's All the Money in the World. That's the movie.
I heard this movie. It looks good. That's when they replaced Spacey with the...
Christopher Plummer.
Christopher Plummer, yeah.
And then
That is about the Gettys.
Yes.
The Getty kidnapping. Yeah, it's a great article.
And so they had to reshoot a lot of scenes.
Yeah.
And so they brought everybody in, and Ridley Scott said, you know, except for the crew, a lot of people came back and did it for nothing. Just reshoot the scenes. We got to do this.
Yeah.
You know, Michelle Williams was one of them. The person who was not in it like that was Mark Wahlberg.
He's about cash.
Exactly. He negotiated. Look, you want me to come back in? And depending on the numbers you believe, $1.5 to $2 million.
Listen, if you can get that.
He's about the cash.
Yeah, Michelle Williams came back and said, I'll do it for nothing.
Right.
Basically, you know, she did it for very small money.
Yeah, I heard $1,000 they gave her.
Yeah.
And they gave him 1.5.
Well, they needed him to come back either way.
Well, they needed her to come back, too.
Well, yeah, I know that.
Sure.
If what I heard was correct, they said she was in more of the scenes they had to reshoot than he was.
So she should have asked for more money.
Well, she came back because Spacey was a sexual predator, and she came back because she wanted to do
There's that, but she also didn't know that Wahlberg was getting paid like he was.
Yeah, there's a lot of that
female-male
stuff.
She thought everybody was coming back
now,
just to get it done.
Did she? Apparently on the red carpet...
I bet you she still has money, though. I bet you Michelle Williams is not hurting for money.
Yeah, no, but in this
money,
day and age,
you gotta pay.
You can't do the old pay disparity thing like
no,
that.
No, you can't.
And yes, you are absolutely right.
Yeah, but not Wahlberg money.
Right.
That dude's in everything.
Some people are trying to stop a new Starbucks from opening at Yosemite National Park. An online petition is gaining momentum this week at change.org, asking the National Park Services to reject any Starbucks deal at the California park.
How difference does it make? They got shops there. I don't.
They want independently owned people. They don't want a corporation, something like that.
They say the
they
park
want hippie lady running her own little tea. I mean, what is it?
They say the park will lose its essence if it allows a multinational corporation inside. National park experts say, well, they're already a vast majority of national park shops and restaurants are already operated by international companies.
No, yeah, that's just a not my neighborhood thing again, you know.
Well, they just got to sound anti-Starbucks.
Put an In-N-Out burger in there or something. Just to piss them off.
Because yeah. That's what you need.
I don't go to Starbucks because I don't want to wait in line for 7 hours for coffee or a scone. But there was a Starbucks
scones.
I'm just saying. There was a Starbucks in the lobby of the hotel I stayed in Phoenix. So every morning I went down and got coffee, and it was you could get if you're there early enough, you beat the line. But those baristas bust their ass.
Oh yeah,
They're good.
They're going all the time.
Because I ordered like 5 or 6 different things. They had their brain. They did it. They were nice. I mean, that's a profession, isn't it? Yeah, I hate to say that. Yeah. Because I want to sound like I'm not talking
about it.
Because obviously somebody pays us to do this crap.
It's a profession.
No, but to be a good one, they knew what they're doing.
I doubt any of them are making
Oh, no, they're not.
I'd put them in the same category as a good bartender.
Oh, easily. You know? Easily.
It takes that same kind of skill.
Easily. Except you can't do shots of alcohol behind the Starbucks counter. How about it, Petey?
No.
That's right. If you're going to do that, you bartend.
Yeah. Barista wars. I bet there's some baristas that beg to differ.
When's the last time a barista sat around and listened to your problem?
Well, you can't sit at the bar at Starbucks.
Yeah, they don't just
No, they're going to bust their ass.
So, don't compare them to a bartender. You're insulting Petey that way.
They bust their ass, though.
But the skills of making drink. I mean, there's some. A lot of those drinks are complicated.
And it's quick.
Yeah,
there's always a
quick.
Big frickin' line.
Right. Yeah. Can you make a drink and top it off with a little heart-shaped thing?
No.
That's all you need to do.
Little heart-shaped Jaeger on top of the
maybe a broken heart.
Yeah.
Tell me about your problems. Petey always says that to the people at the counter.
Yeah.
Let me hear about your problems.
Yeah.
You think you got
anything bad happened today? Anything bad happened today? How's your New Year so far? Tell me a bad story.
You don't say any of that.
Why the long face?
Right. He doesn't have to. Because
why is there a horse in that bar?
We get on the air every day and say, if you got some problems, go to Petey's bar. Sit down and talk with Petey.
Yeah. Sympathetic ear.
And he's got some answers for you.
You bet. No answers.
Always got a good piece of advice for you.
No advice.
Ask him about Husker football. That's what he wants to talk about every time. Just bring up what do you think of the Huskers?
It's the same as a bad story, you know.
Do you believe what's happened to us the last 20 years?
Shut up. Drink a shot and go to bed.
Several shots. Go to bed. Pornhub is coming out with their 5th annual year in review, and from time to time we will look into some of these things. And
this is one of those instances where we won't complain that this year in the review is just kind of lazy.
Right.
Because we'll look it over again.
Well, you learn things on this one.
And there's stuff we probably missed.
Absolutely.
Because I don't think I checked out Pornhub every day this past year. So there's some action I'm sure that we missed.
Last year, Pornhub had some 28.5 billion visitors. That turns out to be an average of 81 million people per day. They had almost 25 billion searches. That works out to about 50,000 searches a minute, 800 searches per second. Pornhub says that's about the same number of hamburgers that McDonald's sells every second.
Man.
They're the McDonald's of online porn.
Porn.
They had over 800,000 amateur videos uploaded. And
you can tell, believe me, I've typed in amateur. You can tell in there.
But you like some of those, don't you?
Oh, totally, yeah.
Yeah.
The old, they're like real chicks, man.
The old one-camera shoot.
They're real chicks. A lot of T-shirt sex and porn. The dude always has a T-shirt on.
Yeah, and the...
Because he has a little gut. He doesn't want sticking out in porn.
In the amateur stuff.
Yeah. A lot of T-shirt sex. No pants and a T-shirt. It's a great look.
Who are you talking to?
On a girl, not on a guy.
Whatever, dude.
Like a sweater chick. That was amateur porn, wasn't
Oh,
it?
Yeah. That's yeah. a great video.
Very popular. Right. Sweater chick is very popular. Mm-hmm. Has she gone pro yet?
I don't think so. That was just something she did in the office.
It was amazing when you brought that up, because I was not familiar with
it. Oh, yeah.
It seemed everybody else in the audience yeah. was. That oh, was, yeah.
That was a workplace.
I know sweater chick. Sure. I've seen that one 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the searches that, not necessarily the top searches, the searches that are trending the highest, the searches that are increasing by the most, if you see what I'm saying, from last year over year. Porn for women is the top
porn.
Trending search of last year.
Oh, porn for women, okay.
Yes, porn that search, porn for women, was the top trending search throughout the year. It increased by over 1,400%. They say that it seems to have been the year where women have come forward to express their desires more openly. They're more empowered. They found their voice. Rick and Morty porn parodies are at number two.
That's a cartoon, isn't it?
On the trending search. Yes.
I'm not into cartoon porn. Call me
fidget
crazy.
Spinner porn. A lot of people were asking for that. Well, more people were asking for that is the point.
Okay, got
over
it.
Over the
that
year.
Was it. Yeah,
yeah more up. People.
Right. What kind of spinner porn?
Fidget.
Fidget spinner porn. Really?
Yeah, but I think they're just looking for a popular item and then putting porn after it. Yeah.
I heart gay porn.
To show what
about that one.
See what comes up. You know, they've got these things spinning on their nipples and this, that, and the other thing.
Petey was talking about a competing radio company.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they have a gay porn division.
You're right.
When Craig is looking at the porn on this computer, I can see he's got glasses on, and all I can see.
I see porn through Craig's eyes.
Through Craig's eyes.
I see porn through Craig's eyes.
I do actually. You can just see like skin flash across his granny glasses.
The number one searched for term. Just period.
All right.
We're not talking trending
Hopefully
or anything
it's not period,
like that.
Right.
The number one search
is not period
for 2017 at Pornhub. Lesbian.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
Giggity.
Rock and roll. Craig, you look at a lot of porn. What do you search for usually?
Japanese, Indian, mom, homemade, hot mom, celebrity, Korean. I can't even pronounce that word. 18-year-old, big ass, public, Asian. Japanese adult, beach, teen, wife, mature, MILF, German, casting, Arabian, amateur, rough, orgasm, HD, massage, African, Thai, money, student, cartoon, blah, blah, girlfriend, Indonesian, she-male, Chinese lesbian, caught.
That's off the top of his head, too. It's amazing to watch yep. when he does that list.
It is.
And if you're checking out the In Memoriam porn star file today, we lost a young lady named Olivia Nova.
Yeah, her headshot is on our Twitter. She's beautiful. She was beautiful. And I watched some of her work yesterday, In Memoriam.
I only...
In Memoriam.
Well, I got a chance to review a couple of things, yeah. but there wasn't a lot out there.
No.
She had a lot of potential.
Well, there wasn't a lot on you porn. I'm sure she had some movies out there. She was 20.
She was only 20. Yeah,
yeah but she probably had movies for a couple years
she
at
was
least.
Young, budding, upcoming star.
She was.
And we lost another
it's
one.
It's a loss.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.